When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
St. Louis is home for conservative talk.
You're listening to The Mark Reardon Show.
I still don't think we have a sense of how devastating this hurricane was to people in North Carolina in particular.
Right.
And Fred hooked up with the Reverend Franklin Graham. Fred is, you know, he wears many hats here in this building, has been KMOX since the early 80s, and he is the religion editor on the KMOX side. So he had a relationship with Billy Graham and now Franklin Graham. Franklin is the CEO and the president of Samaritan's Purse, which is a great charity. I've worked with them for many years. And Fred talked to him earlier today about the relief efforts in North Carolina. We're going to air that conversation at the bottom of the hour. But first, David Strom from HotAir.com, associate editor. How are you? Welcome back to the show on this Tuesday afternoon.
I am doing great, and I'm going to pretend that I wish I were in St. Louis.
Well, here's something that you pointed me in the direction of, I think, in your column that just cleared here a short time ago. It was 1 year ago today that this happened.
And the Middle East region is quieter today than it has been in two decades.
That was Jake Sullivan on this day 1 year ago. How did that work out for us, David?
Well, I mean, it's a perfect encapsulation of what's wrong with the Biden-Harris administration. They do not understand how power works, how the world works. And just so that people know, Jake Sullivan is a national security advisor. He's actually very close with Kamala Harris. And he published just days before October 7th, an article that bragged about how Biden had brought peace to the Middle East. And now we see the results of that brag, which are they don't understand. They have led us into a conflict of which tens of thousands of people have died. And I think it's likely that we're going to see a regional war in the Middle East. And, you know, perhaps the good thing will be Benjamin Netanyahu, you know, gets rid of the Iranian regime, but it will be no thanks to what the Biden administration has done.
You know, this made an impression on me. You embedded this tweet from Katie Pavlich from earlier today where she said, I read this earlier, just today, a dock strike not seen in 40 plus years that could cripple the economy, Katrina-level devastation in a number of southern U.S. states, war raging and a stalemate between Russia and Ukraine, and now hundreds of missile launches from Iran. I mean, that's, I don't know if that's going to qualify for an October surprise, any of those, but that all encapsulated presents a very interesting challenge for presidential candidates. And do you have a lot of confidence that Kamala can guide us through all these things, David, into the future?
Well, yeah, I mean, remember, the whole argument to have a Biden administration was to restore normality, to get rid of the chaos that had been happening. And it is, of course, 180 degrees different from what they promised. I mean, Donald Trump had brought us the Abraham Accords. Arab countries were moving towards Israel, and I think they still are. They would prefer to be on Israel's side rather than Iran. Unfortunately, the Biden administration, and if there's a Harris administration, it too prefers Iran to the allies that we have right now. And, you know, they just fundamentally don't understand how power works, how the Middle East power structure works. And that's why we have this chaos right now. You know, it's really frustrating because it doesn't take a genius to see that what they have done is exactly wrong. It's just that this is the way the transnational elite sees the world.
So one of the reasons we invited you was because your guy, Tim Walz, David's up in Minnesota, is going to be on the stage tonight with J.D. Vance. And I thought this was brilliant. Jim Gaffigan on Saturday night.
I haven't been this excited since I got a 10% rebate on a leaf blower from Menards. What can I say? I got that BDE, Big Dad Energy.
David, I mean, Gaffigan nailed that, didn't he?
Well, 99%. Actually, it's with Menards, it's 11% off if you fit it into a bag. So, but it certainly is close. I mean, Tim Walz, you know, on the one hand, they're really doing their best to make it sound like he is such a rube that he doesn't even know how to talk in the debate. And you do have to remember that he's been in this game for 20 years.
Right.
I mean, he did six congressional campaigns and then two gubernatorial campaigns. So he's not exactly a neophyte. In fact, J.D. Vance has only had one election cycle. But on the other hand, Tim Walz is about 90 IQ, and J.D. Vance is about 160. And so there is a reason for him for Walz to be nervous. I'm just not sure he's smart enough to actually beat.
And then the real question would be, is this going to mean anything, make a bit of difference in this presidential race? Because I think everything is kind of locked in at this point. Whenever we hear about, you know, undecided voters, I sort of roll my eye. Maybe they are in existence out there. Do you think this has any impact? I guess if there's a big gaffe moment or something, and they're going to try to go to the eating of the dogs and the cats, I'm sure multiple times tonight. And this is CBS, which is not exactly, again, known for its unbiased nature.
Yes. I mean, I think you're right on both angles. I mean, I think that 98% of voters are locked in. I think that Donald Trump is probably in the poll position right now, despite what the polls are saying. You know, I think that things are looking good for him. I do think, though, that J.D. Vance, more than Tim Walz, has an opportunity here. And it isn't really about defeating Tim Walz. It's about breaking through the illusion that has been created by all of the negative media. I mean, I happen to think this guy is one of the talents of the generation. And if he can communicate through all the fog and everything that's thrown against him, Americans will look at him and think, you know, I can see that guy as president. Whereas I don't think there's a single American that's going to look at Tim Walz, a guy who flounces around like a gay man at a Taylor Swift concert, and say, I want him to be the president. And so I think that, you know, if there's an opportunity here, it's for J.D. Vance to show his stuff. Tim Walz has just got to survive.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I think the thing about J.D. Vance showing his stuff is I think he has been showing his stuff here in the past few weeks, including doing a lot of cleanup in the aftermath of the last debate with Trump. But obviously, they go at him with a different level of intensity when they ask him questions than they do Tim Walz. Quite honestly, David, I haven't, and this is just from where I sit here in St. Louis, so you can kind of weigh in on this. Have you seen any coverage of Tim Walz in the last few weeks? We barely see him.
No.
So I don't know how much they show in Minnesota, but we don't ever see him on the national stage here for any coverage perspective.
I think it was the Washington Post that called him bubble wrap. you know, if anything, he is even less visible than Kamala Harris.
Yes.
You know, he is a profoundly flawed candidate. I think he's actually better than you would expect on the stump. It's just that he is, you know, his character is so flawed. I mean, he lies constantly and, you know, in exactly the same way that Joe Biden does. You know, I mean, he inflates his resume, but no one cares where you were in your law school class, but they do care about, you know, fundamental questions about your relationship to the Chinese Communist Party, or whether you actually served in a war zone, or, you know, you lied about it. And so I think they're hiding him and have been hiding him all this time because he's so flawed in terms of his character, not as a candidate, but just as a person.
I wonder if that gets exposed in any way, shape, or form tonight, though. We will see. You know, one of the things I said, Scott Jennings was on my show earlier, and I was thinking about this just in relation to all these stories that we hear. And I'm looking at the polling, David, and, you know, I could go certainly put my finger up in the air and go either way here on calling this election because it is going to be so close. But I think maybe what's missing in some of the polling is there's an undercurrent out there. This existed in 2016 with working class people. But I do think that there's still a fair number of people, millions of people in this country, who are fed up with what's going on out there from a couple of different perspectives. Billions of dollars to Ukraine, migrants invading, crime running rampant, and they're tired of nobody paying attention to them. The auto workers in Michigan might be a good example of this. Look, I think that there is an opportunity for Trump there because, you know, a lot of the Democrat leadership, including the governor of Michigan, they've been a little tone deaf here on the climate stuff because they have people in their state that are out of work because of all this stuff. So I think that that's a bubbling undercurrent that's not there in all of the polling that still might shift this election.
Oh, I 100% agree. I mean, this election is going to boil down to whether or not, you know, and I'm going to use the J.D. Vance term, you know, single crazy cat ladies can outvote everybody else in the electorate. Because if you look, you know, Hispanics have moved away, union voters have moved away, African-American voters have moved away. Anyone who is not in the privileged class is moving towards Trump.
They really have.
And so,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it really just boils down to whether Kamala Harris can mobilize enough young women, and I'm just going to be very blunt, young women who want to have sex without consequence, and that's it. That's all they care about. And I know that sounds a little crude, but I mean, it really is, you know, women 35 and below who are either going to bring Kamala Harris over the top.
I don't think they vote. You know, they'll claim that they're going to vote, but the turnout. We always know these younger people, they don't turn out. Every year we say, hey, younger people are going to turn out to vote, and they just don't do it. David Strom from HotAir.com. One more topic, just because we haven't touched the P. Diddy stuff on this show very much. If for no other reason, just because it's been, you know, so crowded in the news cycle. But you wrote a piece that basically said, I don't care about Diddy, but I care about who Diddy partied with, which is rather revealing, because there's all kinds of names in here, and this is not getting a lot of attention just because everything else is going on.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the planet.
You're absolutely right. I mean, you know, I don't follow popular culture, but the one thing I have seen in all these stories is he was out there, and I mean, let's just be blunt. I mean, he was abusing young men and young women while partying with our elite, and you know, it's very much like the Jeffrey Epstein thing, and I think that, you know, if we ever see the list of people who are at those parties, you're going to be absolutely shocked, because they were participating in, you know, what essentially was human trafficking. And already we just saw another 100 people who came out and said, yes, I was abused. And it wasn't by Diddy. It was by Diddy and friends.
Right, right.
And those friends were the political elite. You know, I mean, go back and just look for photographs of people who Diddy was with. And it wasn't just every celebrity in the world. It was a lot of politicians.
Well, and this, you got this guy on Fox who went on with Jesse Waters, who his name is Gene Deal. He was a former bodyguard. He goes on there. Now, it's just one guy. But he says, I don't think it's just celebrities, David, to your point, going to be shook. He had politicians in there. He had princes in there. He also had a couple of preachers in there. That's, you know, that's an interesting little soundbite, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's all on film, and don't expect to see any of it. They are going to bury this deep, because I think you'll find out that a lot of people with very big names, and you're right, not just the celebrities and the musicians, but politicians, spent a lot of time with P. Diddy. I mean, he was the guy who was out there campaigning for Barack Obama and who said there's no party like a Diddy party.
Well, and you know, I didn't, this is another story that I didn't talk about, and this is fascinating, and I don't know, even know how much the audience is dialed into this. And Sue, you might be a good gauge here just because you work on the morning show as well. Did you hear the story about the guy, David, I know you've written about this, Jay Varma is his name. He was the COVID czar in New York City. Have you known? So, Dave, encapsulate that story because this is kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, well, I mean, Jay Varma, he was the guy who was in charge of the COVID response in New York City, which was some of the most harsh lockdowns in America. I mean, you had vaccine mandates, you had lockdowns, they were going after people who were going to religious services. And it turns out that this guy, at the very same time, was organizing orgies. Sex party.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, what is
the peak of the pandemic he was doing this?
Yeah. I mean, these people are, one, degenerates, and two, they're power hungry. They want to tell us what to do.
Exactly.
And then they go out and, you know, I'm sorry. I've never once thought about organizing an orgy. You know, maybe
Well, shame on you. Look, Jesse Kelly, I think, had the greatest tweet. He put a, you know, put a link into the CBS News story about Jay Varma, and he said this. He asked a question. Do you feel like there are a lot of sex parties you've never been invited to? Not that I want to attend, but I feel like there are a lot of these, and I never get an invite. I feel the same way. And don't say it's because I'm ugly, because this guy, Jay Varma, looks like a Lord of the Rings character, and he's got one. I'm with Jesse Kelly on that. I feel left out. David?
I 100% agree. I mean, this is the Democratic Party today. You know, and I don't, you know, normally I wouldn't attribute to a political party something like this, but it's 100% on one side. And, you know, they're degenerates. I mean, it's just that simple.
Well, enjoy the debate tonight.
Eating the dogs, the people that came in, they're eating the cats.
I'm sure we're going to hear about that tonight. Strom, great to hook up with you. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Always fun.
All right,
bye-bye.
We'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop the Blinds.com Primetime Kickoff event happening now and save up to 50% off select styles. Plus doorbusters. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.